Hello, my name is Miles, and you've reached the Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a coronavirus testing site near you?
Hello?
Yes, my name is Miles, and you've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency,
please hang up and call.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I just had a question. I tested positive for COVID. I took a test Tuesday. It came back positive. They called me yesterday, and I went in and took a two-hour treatment. This new monoclonal
antibodies?
Yes, sir.
Okay, excellent. I'm happy to hear that.
I'm feeling fine. I'm breathing good. I checked my temperature and my fever. I'm not running a fever no more. My temperature is 98.1, and that's how I knew I needed to get tested because I was running a fever. Is that a good sign that the COVID probably ain't gone this fast, but why is my fever going down so fast? You think that's got something to do with the treatment or something?
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, you're doing good if you're not, you know, if you're feeling better, you're not running a fever, you know, less symptomatic, that's definitely a good thing. Absolutely. Although it would still be that you would have to quarantine, of course, because, of course, if you have the coronavirus, you could pass the coronavirus on. The injection of any anti-clonal antibodies or the monoclonal antibodies, I should say, that's to help you to manage your symptoms and to be, you know, more healthy during the time that you actually have the coronavirus, so that it's not as hard on you and not as damaging to your body, I suppose. Now, don't take my word for the damaging part, because I don't know. I haven't done my research on that. A health professional would be a better person to ask about that. But if you're feeling good, you're feeling better, no fever, that's wonderful. That's very great to hear. And but you would still have to quarantine. And then also, because you have the coronavirus, if you're interested in being vaccinated, you would have to wait 90 days from when you get from you would have to wait 90 days from when you get over. So when you no longer have the coronavirus, then you would have to wait 90 days before you could get vaccinated. But the good thing is, if you've had the coronavirus, then it's been introduced into your body, and so that your immune system has seen it. So just in the off chance, which is, I would hope it's very unlikely that you would happen to, you know, catch the coronavirus a second time between, you know, having it and then when you, the 90-day period before you can actually get vaccinated. At least your immune system has seen it and has, you know, it helps you to build up your immune system so that your immune system can better understand how to fight and attack this virus that's in your bloodstream, so that your blood cells are more ready and prepared to go to war if this virus ever enters your system again. Which is, you know, somewhat similar, actually. It's somewhat similar to actually being vaccinated, quite honestly, because the vaccination is simply, you know, introducing the body to the coronavirus, but the coronavirus that would be introduced to the body would be like the dead version. Like the coronavirus cells in the vaccine would be dead, so they're like harmless. They're not going to cause you to contract the coronavirus, or it would be very highly unlikely that you would get the coronavirus because you were vaccinated. but it helps your immune system to learn how to fight off and defend your body against the coronavirus. But you having the coronavirus gives your immune system that time to, basically take those jujitsu lessons and learn how to fight this coronavirus. So if you ever catch it again, the severity of the symptoms would not be as bad, but it certainly doesn't make you invincible, and you certainly could catch it again, but hopefully you will not. If you take the necessary precautions, mask up, make sure you wash your hands, all those types of things, social distance, et cetera, then you should be, pretty safe. But yeah, it would be after you get over it, then you'd have to wait 90 days before you could get vaccinated. But I don't know if I've really answered any of your questions, but if you have any questions that I can answer, I'd be happy to do
movement,
so.
I had like three watery stools, like bowel movements this morning. I called the nurse who gave me the treatment yesterday. She said that's part of the treatment. She said the bowel movements flushes it out my system. Does that sound right to you?
If a medically trained professional told you that information, then I would say that information is 100% factual and correct.
Okay, because I asked the, because I know the virus can give you diarrhea, but I asked, I said, is it the virus or is it the treatment? She said, no, that's normal for the treatment. She said, that's a good thing. It's flushing it out your system.
Yeah, that does sound good, because those movements are helping to rid the body of toxins. So by having multiple movements, that's even flushing out more toxins from your body.
Yeah.
So that's definitely a good thing all the way around, whether it be part of your current situation or just even in everyday life, to flush those toxic chemicals from your body. From those movements is always going to be a good thing, because if there's any harmful particles in your body that you're getting rid of them through a movement, then that's definitely a good thing, because it lessens the risk of you possibly catching an illness or something toxic, because you're causing that to be flushed out of your body. So, that's why you see a lot of these people doing these cleanses where they drink these liquids and they're like full of herbs and things like that that make them have movements, because it helps to clean their intestines so that the intestines are cleaned and rid of toxins, and so that their intestines can more efficiently absorb the vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that they're getting from their food, so that those can get into their bloodstream better to get to their vital organs and muscles and their brain and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. This is the Bam Lam Niva, Bam Lam, BamLanNivimab. That's the official name of it. I don't know how to pronounce it, but that's the treatment they gave me yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad that you were able to get that treatment. That's excellent. That's definitely a good thing.
You answered a lot of questions for me, sir, and you were very helpful, and I really appreciate you.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. It's absolutely my pleasure. I mean, I just, I just did the best I could. Just, I'm not a medically trained professional. So if you happen to have any further questions that would be, that you would want, a good answer from a medically trained professional, you can reach out to any, you can really honestly reach out to anywhere that employs medically trained professionals. So whether if you have a question and you want an answer, you want some medical advice and you want to hear it from a trained professional, then you can call an urgent care clinic. You can call the hospital. You can call a doctor's office. Anywhere that they staff medically trained professionals, you can reach out to them. And I see no reason why they would deny providing you with an answer to your question, because they're there to help people. So, yes, I did the best I could just based on logic and, you know, just, you know, the intelligence that I've gained over the 40 years that I've been here.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, I did the best I could. And I'm happy
that,
you're very welcome. And, if there was nothing further that I could assist with, then I would just like to say,
that was all I wanted.
Okay. Then I would just like to say that I hope that we have been able to help. And if you need more information, you may visit the website for the Alabama Department of Public Health or the website for the Center for Disease Control. And I thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. And
thank
I do
you.
Hope that you have a good day.
All right. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.